So Puerto Rico is a beautiful place. It's a lush island. It's great for surfing. It's got a culture. Like you feel like you've really gone somewhere far and you don't need a passport, which honestly, I do really enjoy. It's a beautiful island. The people are amazing. The food is amazing. The water, the beaches, the vibe. It's a great place. It really is. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and native Taíno traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
Big important role in one's home is who drives the remote. So in my home, I never drive the remote. It's either my daughter, can you turn that on? Or, and then she's the keeper of the remote. I might, because she's 12, like visit and just, I'm the clocker of the remote. Like I want to visit it. By the way, Apple has done so many things. Do we need a fucking matchstick sized remote? Like it's never not lost. Can it have a low jack on it? Can it have a beeper? It gets slipped between everything. Can we put a man on the moon and we can't get a goddamn remote that just you can see and hear and find? So that's just like that little Apple remote is anxiety producing. It's totally easy to lose. It's like a comb from the 70s that you wore in your back pocket at the roller rink. It's that size. But so when I'm with Paul, my fiance, he absolutely has to be the keeper of the remote only. And then what happens is he's the keeper of the remote, but he's not driving the car with, you know, like he doesn't drive the car as seamlessly and with such precision. And, you know, I don't know if he's the greatest driver in a vehicle, and he's certainly not the greatest remote driver. Like, You stay here too long. You bob and weave, like pick a lane, man. You're in and out. You're weaving in and out of traffic. You're tailgating. You got to have the right cadence with the remote. The problem is I don't want to bear the responsibility of the remote because then I have to turn on, turn off, make all the big decisions about it. And I'm not interested, but I'm happy to be a back seat remote driver. Like, no, up there to the left. No, that one back. And then officially, like, I'll be like, let me take the goddamn wheel. I just don't want to be responsible for where it is and that it gets lost. I don't like to start the remote process. I don't want to stop the remote process. But then, you know, if you fall asleep, if you're falling asleep first, you want to be like, can you turn that off? That never happens with my fiance because it's like elephant. That never happens with my fiance because he always falls asleep early. And that's anxiety producing too, because then I will have to be responsible for the remote. So it's like before he's ready to go to sleep, I want it to be turned off. I just feel that the remote responsibility is something that needs to be designated in a household. It needs to be understood. And maybe when you go on a first date or before you get into a relationship or get engaged, it should be discussed because you could definitely get into argument. I don't know where it is. You were the last one who had it. I didn't see it. I'm like, no, I don't do the remote. And you know that. You do the remote. That's your role. We talked about that on our first date. You're going to do the remote. So if it's lost, it's your responsibility. It's just, I have a lot of responsibilities in my life. I do not want the remote to be one of them. I'm not remotely interested in the responsibility of being the remote keeper. I don't want to like own a lot of food in my house anymore. It's not because my name is Skinny Girl because I eat really whatever I want. It's because there's just always like you buy all this food. You want to go to the market. You want to be a person that eats greens and buys variety and buys local and organic and colorful and eat the rainbow and keto and schmeto and low carb and fucking volume and eat soups and healthy and organic and non-organic and whatever. Then you have all this food. Now you have a full responsibility. What are you going to do with all the food? Are you going to freeze the food? Are you going to go? You have to, you're going away. You're going to take all this food with you in your food suitcase. You have another summer house or something. You're going to bring that in your food. Then it goes in that refrigerator. Like, I want to be European where you just like, oh, I want to have baguette and cheese tonight. So I'm just going to go drive to the store, get baguette and cheese. All of this shit is like food transportation. And if you're a person like me who doesn't like to waste, it becomes a real burden. I'm in the Hamptons right now and I came from my house in Connecticut. And I woke up, and because I'm an accidental beauty influencer now, I didn't forget my makeup brushes and all that other shit to try out from the drugstore so I could do reviews. You know what I forgot? Forgot my green juice, forgot the cherries, the grapes, the mushrooms, all these things. I'm getting home and going away. It's all got to go in the garbage or part in the freezer. Cook it up. We have to eat 75 pounds of mushrooms tonight because I fucking forgot the food because I'm a food schlepper and I don't want to be a food schlepper anymore. It's just buy as you go or move into a supermarket or live next door to one. It's a good reason to move, sell your house and move next to a market so you don't have to be a fucking food schlepper, hoarder, stuffer. You buy it. You go to Trader Joe's, you're so excited. You're that person. Yay. Then you can't fit any of it in your goddamn fridge. And then the responsibility begins. Now what do we have to do with all this food? Someone asks you out to dinner, you're like, fuck you. I just bought all this food. I can't go out to dinner. I can't have a life. I can't do anything. I can't date. I can't live. I can't travel. I can't get on a plane. Can't bring those juices on a plane. Got to get a private plane for those juices. So I just want you to know that I don't want to be a food schlepper anymore. And no matter how good those mushrooms and cherries and all the things look like, I'm buying one in, one out. That's how it has to be. So the word morning, the term morning person is confusing because I wake up early every single day. So I went to bed at 1:30 in the morning last night because I was selling on HSN. I still woke up at 8. That's not, you could do the math. You don't need a fucking calculator. It wasn't a lot of sleep. I could go to bed at 4 in the morning. I'll probably wake up at 9. Okay. I don't sleep late, right? But I'm not a morning person. Just because you wake up early doesn't mean that you're a morning person. And I mean, my body naturally wakes up early. It doesn't mean I'm chirping with the fucking birds, singing through the streets, happy, nor do I want to be spoken to. And it's not just about having my coffee. And it's really a double-edged sword. If I didn't sleep, I'm in a bad mood. And if I did really sleep really well, it's even worse. There's a film that is covering me for a good couple of hours. It's like in LA in the morning. It's cloudy, especially in June gloom. It doesn't burn out till the afternoon. I'm like that. It doesn't burn off. We're talking. When we're talking in the morning, I'm talking to people I work with. I don't want to be talking to my fiance. I don't want to be. You're talking to me and I hate all of you. Like I'm not a morning person. I call it being, I just at my house had these blue eggs that were in this nest in front of my door and these little baby birds were born and they're chirping and they're up there and I'm leaving them alone. I do have to enter and exit my house, but my whole fucking staff is on like high alert. Like we have baby birds up there. They've just cracked out of the goddamn shell. So I understand what that's like because I always say I'm still cracking out of my shell. Like I'm not, Paul will look at me, he's ready. He's in the morning, he's not a night person, he falls asleep at 9:30. In the morning, he's ready to fucking go, like a horse coming out of that goddamn stall. And we're out of that gate on the racetrack. And I may be awake, my eyes are open, my body woke up, but I am not out of the goddamn shell. My little beak is popping out and I'm not. That there's still little shell crumbs, like there's little baby shell particles. I am not ready for a while. Just like those baby birds on my front porch. I can't believe I just thought of this. I'm not out of the goddamn shell. It takes a long time. I'll let you know. You see my face and half my body. It's not the whole shell. There could be no left shell. And I'll let you know when I'm ready to be a human being. But it's not at the goddamn crack of dawn. So Puerto Rico is a beautiful place. It's a lush island. It's great for surfing. It's got a culture. Like, you feel like you've really gone somewhere far and you don't need a passport, which honestly, I do really enjoy. It's a beautiful island. The people are amazing. The food is amazing. The water, the beaches, the vibe. It's a great place. It really is. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and native Taino traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a five-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of Exo Jackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, Exo Jackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at exojacqui.com. Made for women by women.